Blog Talk Radio.
Work it, 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 work it
Tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. How many of y'all know that God will work it out? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I ain't got no doubt. Hallelujah. That God going to work it out. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we want to welcome everybody to a Care Broadcast Radio Network. Hallelujah. Amen. And tonight, hallelujah, we are showcasing, you know, it's Wednesday night. We are showcasing, hallelujah, the Fellowship of Unity. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. And we thank God tonight. Praise God. Amen. For Pastor Ray and Fellowship of Unity on the line on tonight. Praise God. And without further ado, praise God, I am going to turn it over into his hands. Hallelujah on tonight. So without further ado, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Pastor Ray. Go and work it out for him, Pastor.
Amen. And I do know that God will work it out. Amen. Hallelujah. He's working it out when we don't see it. But we can trust and believe that he is working it out on our behalf. He said his word that all things work together for our good, for those that are called by my name and those that love the Lord. And I thank God on today. Welcome to a Fellowship of Unity Prayer Line Ministry. We thank God on tonight. We are under the chosen generation of Fellowship of Churches with our chief apostle, B.A. Thomas, on today. We want to thank God for her and all the ministries that's under the Fellowship of Unity. Under the Chosen Generation. Welcome, Radio Land. We want to welcome you. Praise God. Welcome, Elder Prevost and all those that's on the line, Lady Prevost and my own wife. I thank you on today for another opportunity to speak the Word of God and let the listeners and everybody under the sound of my voice be enlightened to the word of God on tonight. We won't be before you alone, but we will be before you strong on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome all that is on the line tonight. And we're going to go into our opening scripture on today. And then if there's any testimonies, praise reports, or prayer requests, we will take them. And you can present your prayer request, testimony, and praise report. But before we do all that, we want to go into a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you on tonight. Another night, Lord, that you have afforded us to come and present your word, Father God, your truth, understanding on tonight. We want to thank the listeners. We want to thank everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, that's going to hear your words as I decrease. You increase as we all decrease. You increase on tonight. Let your word rule, Father. Let you be glorified and the devil be horrified on tonight. We thank those that's on the radio land, Father God, that someone will get saved tonight. Someone will ask, what must I do to be saved on tonight? That will give their life over to Christ. Anoint us, Father God, and appoint us. We thank you on tonight for another opportunity that we will reach the masses tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we love you, Lord, and we magnify you. You are our God, and we thank you on tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so we're going to go to our opening scripture without further delay. That's going to come from 2 John 2, verse chapter 1, verse number 2. Verse number 1, pardon me. And the word of the Lord reads, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and doer of his most holy word. We do have to dwell indeed in the truth. And it's just not speaking what's right or wrong or telling the truth. If you stuck your hand in the cookie jar and your mama asked you and you don't, and you tell the truth, walking in the truth and dwelling in the truth is dwelling in Jesus Christ, our Lord, because he is truth. Amen. And that is the truth, the way and the life, he say. So we thank God for the truth, and God is delighted for those that walketh in the truth, which is his dear son, Jesus Christ. So at this time, we're going to open up the line for any testimonies, praise reports, or prayer requests at this time. The line is open. Will there be one? Amen. Will there be one? Well, thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for always got a praise in my mouth for the Lord. Thank you for waking me up every morning. I'm on this side of the dirt. I thank God that I can smell my flowers right now. I thank God for being closed in my right mind. I thank God for the activities and the use of my limbs and all my senses. And I thank God that I'm in reasonable portion of good health. And I thank and praise God for most of all saving me and sanctifying me and filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and a desire, determination, and a mind to serve Christ. Thank you for calling me out of darkness into his marvelous light. And my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank God that he chose me. I did not choose him before the foundation of the world was even framed. Thank God for my wife and children, grandchildren, and no frantic phone calls, even when we woke up this morning through the night or through the day. And most of all, I just thank God for who he is, Alpha and Omega, the great I am that he is, Jehovah Jireh, creator of all heaven and earth. And I thank God for all of you and your respective perspective places where you're at this time. Will there be another testimony, praise report, or a prayer request on the goodness of the Lord? Will there be another? Well, I think I take it that everybody's doing good.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, this is our First Lady. I just want to give all praises and honor to God, who's ahead of my life. I just thank God for his constant mercy and grace. And I thank God for his precious Holy Spirit, because if it wasn't for his Holy Spirit, we would have rest and peace in our lives if it weren't for the Holy Spirit. So I just praise God for who he is and just all that he is. And I thank God for a peace of mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if it weren't for God, I don't know where I would be. I'd probably been somewhere crazy out of my mind doing all kinds of things. But if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for God saving my life and bringing me to the state that I am now, I would be somewhere else. So I just praise God for who he is. You know, God is merciful. He's sovereign, you know. And he just continues to show that he is God. And I thank God that he is God and nobody can come against him because he runs everything. So I just I'm grateful to have God in my life. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for First Lady Prevost on tonight, thanking God, because without God, nobody would know where they'd be today. Will there be another praise and report or testimony or prayer request on tonight? Will there be another? Well, I thank you, praise God, for, again, Elder Lady Prevost for being grateful to the Lord and acknowledging him. I thank God for her testimony and praise report on the goodness of the Lord. We're going to move forward on tonight. Won't be before you long. Not at all. You know, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We know God to be who he is. Some of us do, some of us don't. Some of us that claim to know God is not really knowing God like we should know God. Amen. Some of us ought to be able to dive into the word of God more than we should. Some of us ought to be looking at the word of God more than ever today. All of us should be glaring at the word of God. We say we walk at least with God, but not knowing God, and not knowing who God is and how he works just like the testimony just went forth. If it wasn't for God, amen, where would you would be? Sometimes God have to save us from our own selves. Amen. Sometimes God has already worked out things because he know that some of us are inept to praise him. Some of us are not apt to teach or receive. Some of us not even apt to know what to do at times. And sometimes we just don't know what to do. We don't know who to give the credit to. We don't know who to give the praise and honor to. We in need of things, amen, sometimes. And some of us is very reluctant, amen, to get on our knees and ask God to help us. But then when we find out, amen, that when we get on our knees and finally decide to call on the name of the Lord, the strong tower, the way maker, amen, we will find out that he's already worked it out. You can find God with it already. He's already done worked it out. All he needs from us, amen, sometime is a little faith. And a lot of people have erred, have steered, have walked away from the faith. But I'm here to say to someone tonight and all that's listening, hold on to the Lord. You know, there used to be a song called, a group called, I forget the name of the group, just escaped my memory just now, but they used to sing a song called Hold On to Your Love. Hold On to Your Love. That was the name of the song. And I'm telling you to hold on to your love. Hold on to the love of God. Hold on to your faith tonight. We need to sometimes tell each other to hold on, just be still, and let God do what he do. Sometimes we forget, amen, to let God be God. Sometimes we forget that we get in the way of God being God, and we try to take his place. And sometimes we get so discouraged, people of God, that we walk away from the faith. We forget about our faith. We forget that we're supposed to have faith the size of a mustard seed. If you look in the bucket, you can barely see that. But some of us don't even have that little bit of faith to know to hold on to our love. We won't hold on to God. God is love. God is love. And God love us. He holds on to us. He has held on to us through all these generations, 42 to be exact, and even counting. He came down through 42 generations to hold on to his love, which was us. And we won't hold on to him in the time of trouble and need and tribulations and storms and all the things that we go to. But the Lord says that no weapon, amen, shall prosper. It may be formed, but it won't prosper if we know just how to hold on to our love. Hold on to your love. That's our message tonight, is to hold on to your love. See, we got to make sure that we hold it on to God. God is love. But when we hold it on to our love, amen, not the things of this world that we love. Some of us trying to hold on to too much of this world. Amen. Because we love the world more than we love in God. We are lovers of pleasure more than we lovers of God, the Bible says. We holding on to that woman that do everything that we tell her to do. Some men, some deacons, some pastors, some evangelists, some prophets, some apostles. We hold it on to that abomination. We hold it on to fornicating. God say, don't be a fornicator. But see, we hold it on to the things that we love. We hold it on to smoking, drinking, cursing, beating our wives up. We lovers, we love that kind of thing. That make us feel macho if you a man. Women, we holding on to a husband and a boyfriend at the same time, a boo thing, somebody that fix your nails, a sugar daddy. We holding on to those things of pleasure instead of holding on to the love of God and faith. We're not holding on to faith. We ought to be lovers of faith. We ought to be lovers of truth. We're not holding on to the truth. We'd rather believe a lie in this day than to believe the truth. Amen. Praise God. We rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. Amen. A lie travels faster than speed of light. But the truth, when we tell the truth or when we speak in the truth, amen, people just don't want to hear the truth today. Well, God's saying this word that you rather hear a lie and that people are holding on to the love of a lie instead of the love of the truth, not holding on to the love of the truth. This ain't even the message I was going to bring tonight. I got a whole nother message in my hand right now. Amen. But just reading that opening scripture about the truth, God said, I need you to speak this. Speak the truth tonight. Amen. And a lot of us is holding on to lies. We're not holding on to what God, we're not loving, we're not content on what God give us right now. See, we want to make moves. We want to backbite. People are lovers of backbiting. People are lovers of lying on one another. People are become loving seeing somebody down. People love that. See, we loving the wrong things today. We loving corruption. We loving things that don't even matter. See, we love to be angry and upset with our fellow brother or sister. And the word of God says, amen, hallelujah, that how can you love me who you don't see but hate your brother that you see all day long? See, how can we do that and call ourselves loving Christ? How can we love Christ when we can't even, the Bible say, you love to say, Lord, Lord, but you can't even do what I tell you to do, amen. How can we be lovers of God when we can't even obey God? See, how can we be lovers of God when we still love the world? The word of God, I'm going to scratch this message tonight, amen. Bear with me. I'm going to move over here back to Proverbs, because I need to quote the scriptures just how they are. And Proverbs 3, I'm going to go to Proverbs 3, and I'm going to be at verse number 6. In all thy ways, the Lord says, Proverbs 3 and 6, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But be not wise in thy own ways. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Fear the Lord. See, to love the Lord is to fear the Lord. If you love in the Lord, you will obey the Lord. Amen. You will walk in truth. God loves those who walk in truth. Truth is walking in Jesus Christ, in the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's truth. That's the truth that he's talking about. Also, be truthful in deed and word too, and tongue in cheek. Yeah, you speak the truth, but when you speak upon somebody, make sure you speak in truth. See? But people are loving to have someone in despair, in their crosshairs. That's what they loving. People are still loving, saints are still loving clubs. The church nowadays is still loving the world. That's why you got people backing it up, breaking it down in the church, because they're not through with that. That's still a love of theirs. They still dropping it like it's hot, saint. That's a love of theirs. You in the store singing these songs. That's your favorite song. You know, Hearts of Fire. You hear that in the song in the store over the radio. You start singing it. Forget what manner of woman or man or first lady or pastor that you done became. See, you still got the love of the world in your system. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to make sure that we love God with our whole heart. Me and Apostle Thomas was talking earlier today, and a few days ago also, about what she mentioned on the prayer line about 99 and a half won't do. But that's not in the Bible. But what is in the Bible is loving God with your whole heart. That's where you get the 99 and a half won't do, because God say, love me with your whole heart. Your whole heart means 100% of it. Not a piece of it, not half of it, not 50, not 40, But even not 99 and a half will not do. He say your whole heart, I got to have. That means every piece of you. See, people are loving themselves more than they loving God. You are loving the pleasures of this world more than we loving God. See, we don't love the truth. We not loving Christ. Oh, you get to speak it about Christ and what thus say the Lord. Oh, you see how many frowns be in somebody's face. But if that say, but if you start preaching about what Christ go give you, well, the Lord say he's going to give you a house. Oh, you see a smile, see all 75 of your teeth. You love to hear that, see? That's your love. You love to hear what God fit to bless you with. But can you love God when things are going wrong? When things are going haywire? Can you love God when you thought this, when you thought that was going to happen and it didn't happen? Can you love God when you're homeless? Can you love God when you're carless? Can you love God when there's barely food up in the refrigerator? Amen. Hallelujah. Can you love God when your light's out? Can you love God when they stand at the door about to cut your electricity off? Can you love God when they're about to repossess your car? Hallelujah. Amen. Can you love God when your kids cuss you out? Can you love God when the saints in the church don't like you? Can you love God when they sit you down in the church? Can you love him? See, we got to make sure that we love it. Can you love him when your wife gone, when your husband gone? Can you love God? Amen. Because if you love God when your wife or husband gone, when all these things have left you, guess what? He'll bring them back because you continue on in your love for God. I'm a witness. A lot of marriages don't come back together because when they depart, one or both, stop loving God. They walk away from God. They go back off into the world. So that's why a marriage don't come back together, because they start loving the lust of the eye, the pride of life. Amen. But if you continue on even in that marriage, loving God, still praising God, even though your wife or husband gone, guess what? If you continue in the things of God, he will bring that marriage back. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm a witness of it. I may not realize it at the time, but I continued on in the Lord. Regardless if the wife was by my side or not, she continued on in the Lord. Regardless if this man was by her side or not. And just because we showed our love for God and not for the world, we continue on in the Lord with love in our heart for God. No matter we was sinking and sinking stand, we was doing some thinking, some stinking thinking and all this stuff. But we continued on in the love of God. And God kept us because we stayed in the love of the truth. We walked in the gospel. See, you got to walk in the gospel when things are going haywire. Amen. You got to believe in God when all else is all against you. The chips are stacked up. The deck is stacked against you. Ain't nothing going your way, but can you still show love for the word of God? Can you still serve him when everything was going right? Now it ain't going right. Can you do it? See, God looking for someone to stand up. God looking for thick and thin saints. God looking for saints that's going to stand. They don't care if it's hell big as golf balls raining down. That saint going to stand for me. See, you know why? Because you love the things of God. You love the word of God. You love God, period. See, and then in these testing trials and tribulations, your love for God will grow. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your love for God will grow in perilous times, in these perilous times. See, the truth will set you free. Jesus Christ will set you free. See, not because, and don't get it confused or misconstrued. Telling the truth when being asked will set you free. Also, why? Because the truth, God is truth. God is in the truth. See, but we got some of these saints got they love what God do for them. See, but they don't love God enough to turn from their wicked ways. A lot of saints not loving, not persuaded in God. Abraham loved God. Abraham and Sarah, in their old age of 100 years old, they believed God that they was going to have a child. Why? Because they trusted God. And you can't trust, you can't love somebody if you don't trust them. You can't trust nobody if you don't love them. See? It works hand in hand. God work is not interchanging, but it works together, side by side. Scripture confirming scripture. Amen. You just got to activate the scripture. You got to activate your faith. You got to walk by faith. God say walk by faith. A lot of saints is walking by sight. Why? Because they don't have the love of God in them, like they think. See? Like they want to believe. But you let some test and trials, tribulation. See, as you go look to the Lord, as you go look to the hills whence your help cometh, and when you look to the hills, let me tell you, people of God, radio land, when you look to the hills whence your help cometh, what God go tell you? Go thy way. Your faith hath made you whole. See, when you love God and you standing on your faith, you got to have faith to love God. And then when you standing on your faith, he will tell you, just like he told the woman with the issue of blood, go thy way. Your faith hath made you whole. Like he told the brother by the pool of Siloam, stand up on your feet. Go thy way. Your faith hath made you whole. You see, God know when you got faith. And when he made them whole, they loved on him. They loved him. They showed love. He told a blind man, don't tell no one what has happened. He couldn't contain it. He had to go spread the gospel, the fame and the glory of Jesus Christ, of what he did. He walked in the love. He walked in the truth. You understand? You got to walk in the truth. Walking in the truth is the ways of the gospel. The ways of the gospel is salvation. Put on the helmet. Put on the breastplate of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to put on the shield of faith, the sword. Your loins girded up. Your feet shunned. Prepared for the gospel of peace. This is your faith. This is the love of Christ. When the darts are coming, you can't duck, stand there and take them, because you can quench them if you got faith. A lot of saints ain't got no faith, and when the darts come, they crumble. See, God ain't looking for no cookie. He looking for that cinder block, that cement block, that one that's going to stand no matter what comes his or her way. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to look to the hills. I'm going to shine when this is over like the city on the hill. You know, I'm going to travel with the way, the truth. There go that word again, truth and the light. I'm not going to be like a blind man groping in the dark. See, a lot, and my message, part of my message was today is that God said he would show up like a thief in the night. That was part of my message today. I'm going to give a little because it's appropriate to put it right in here. See, and that those that that don't walk in truth and faith, they just like somebody that's groping in the dark. They walking in, they drunken in darkness. They drunk, they not sober in the light. Those, he say, do not walk in the dark. Children, we dwell in the light. Why? Because God is light. But if we got, and when he say drunken in the darkness, that means that they say they so deep in darkness that they can't find their way out. See, a drunken man can't find his way home. That's why you and I, when we was drunk, people had to take us home if you was that kind of alcoholic. Nobody ever had to take me home because I wasn't no alcoholic like that. But some people had, we didn't have to take people home that's drunken. So inebriate that they can't find their way home. Well, that's what God is talking about. God is saying you so drunken in the darkness that you can't find your way to the light. Amen. Hallelujah. See, he say don't be concerned with the dark. You walk in the light, children. See, and to walk in the light, we got to have love of Christ in us to walk in the light. Some of us want to walk in the light and walk in the dark. Well, guess what? The Lord said, you can't serve. Here go love again. You can't serve two masters. Either you go, what, love one and hate the other. Either you go hold fast to one, meaning you still love him, and you go despise the other one. That means you just hate everything about the other one. So if you want to choose darkness over light, and you despise, you holding fast to darkness because some saints still trying to hold fast to darkness. Anything that's not of the light of God is darkness. See? Some saints got to realize, amen, hallelujah, that darkness is all around. You can create your own darkness. Amen. By not being a part of the light. See? Ain't no darkness in God. When he said when he bring the new heaven, the new Jerusalem, you don't need no sun nor no moon because Jesus is there with us and he is the light of the world. Amen. In order to get to the light, you got to love God. You got to walk in truth. You can't be straddling the fence. Too many saints are straddling the fence. You want to live on this side, you want to live on that side. But listen, ain't no two. The word of God is a double-edged sword, and it's cutting you on both sides. And it's cutting you on both sides, and you bleeding on both sides from both sides. Well, guess what? Just because it's a double-edged sword and it got two razor-sharp edges, guess what? It's still trying to get you to one common place. That's walking in truth. You know, God don't wish no one perish. See. No one. But because we choose darkness, because we choose to be drunken in the dark, a lot of people go perish. Because we can't find our way out, can't fight our way out a wet paper bag. Why? Because we ain't walking in truth. We despise the truth. We know sinners despising the truth. They want to walk in their truth. Some preachers preaching their truth and not the truth. The is different. The and the is different. The is Jesus. I am the, he says. A lot of preachers preaching the truth, they truth, not the truth. And a lot of saints is not receiving the truth. Therefore, you're not holding fast to what God said. Truth has become whatever you think. You know, your truth is your understanding. See, God's way and our way is two different ways. Amen. Even the great me had to sit down and say, hey, this, you know, I mean well all the time. Got good intentions. But it just, and handle problems good. But so I thought. But see, when I got to handle it like Jesus say, it's far from where I was thinking. See? That's why we got to acknowledge him, he says, in all thy ways. And he would direct our path. He said, do not forsake truth. That means don't discount truth. Don't deny knowledge. Don't reject knowledge. You reject knowledge and truth, I will reject you, he say. Because you can't reject knowledge and truth, because if you do, you're rejecting the word of God, which is the only thing that's true. And a lot of saints are rejecting the word of God. You want to turn around. Deuteronomy 22 and 5 say, women should not be wearing the clothes like of a man. And likewise, a man should be putting on garments of a woman. Well, we want to turn that around. I can wear pants to church if I want to. That pants is, slacks is what a man wear. Pants is showing your butt, how big it is. Pants is showing your birth canal. See, you're not walking in truth. You're denying the truth. See, you wearing these tank tops showing there. Show you wear your tank top with your husband, amen. That's the only time your breast supposed to be out. You know, don't answer the door with your tank top on. That's why men reappear at your door. See, he done saw something he liked. You got everything out on display. You couldn't pay my wife enough money to answer the door with a tank top on. You couldn't do it. Not because I would knock upside the head, because I wouldn't do that, but she just respect the word of God. How to be holy, separate apart, walking in holiness with truth. See, you ain't going to have no inappropriate things when you walk in with Christ. But see, Deuteronomy 25 says these things. And not only do he say this, but he goes on to say, all that do it is an abomination. Now, why would God say that if he didn't mean it? All that do this. That means all women that keep wearing pants to church in the pulpit. You know, I keep looking at, you know, the Passion of Christ and other Easter movies that's coming up again. I'm yet to see Martha, Mary, any damsel uncovered. I'm yet to see it. Even the prostitute that they caught in the very act, she still had the right attire on. Even the woman by the well still had the right attire on. Amen. But we want to walk in our truth. We want to hold on to our truth. It's okay for me to wear. But when you go start doing what God say do? See, when you go turn your, Jeffrey Osborne used to say, turn your love around. Turn your love around. And guess what he went on to say? I can show you how. Well, turn your love around, saints, because I can show you how. Just pick up a Bible and read it. It will show you how to turn your love around. Turn your love around me. Start loving the things of God instead of the things of pleasure and the flesh. That's turning your love around. Start doing what God say do. Start being one, the husband of one wife. Just because you became bishop, that don't mean your wife a bishop. Amen. See, we wanna put that in. See, first lady don't mean nothing. That's a presidential term. Nowhere in the Bible do it say a wife is a first lady. It says she's a wife. So we got to turn our love around. We got to turn our truth around. Amen. Michael Jackson say, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm asking him or her, the song say, I'm asking him to change his ways. See? But nobody ain't going to listen to you. You go get a preacher that hearing this tonight. I bet somebody at Blog Talk wish I could say something to him right now. Well, you can. Call in 646-668-2435. There will be a time for comments that you can talk with me live. Amen. Because you can't move me off what God say. It ain't what Minister Ray saying. It's what God's saying. This is the problem with the truth of the saints. They got their own gospel. Forget what Jesus say. I'm going to do what I want to do. Forget the truth of God. I got my own truth. And for the lack of knowledge and understanding, a lot of people go perish. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, turn your love around. Stop loving the things of this world. Start loving the things of God. Start loving your neighbor like God say, love your neighbor. Quit pretending that you love someone when you don't. See, God say, don't just tell me by tongue and cheek you love me. You got to show God indeed. He say, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. A hearer is just like a man holding his face unto a glass. He can't turn left or right. He just hearing. See? But when you do, when you really love someone, you show it. You see, and it ain't got to be nobody you know. Turn your love around, saints. And let God show you how to turn it around. You see? That's what a lot of churches need to do. Turn their love around. They got more affection for the world than they got for the word of God. They got more affection for other people, sinners, than they got for saints. Somebody always want to slander a saint. But a true saint that loves some, that love, that got the love of Christ in them, go build somebody up. Yeah, you go. Look, it's tough love. I understand that. And some people you got to deliver tough love to. But guess what? You still love them because you're delivering the word of God to them. And you're not delivering lies. You can go look it up. Amen. God say, don't forsake truth. Don't forsake Jesus Christ. That's basically what he's saying. And Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the light. He said it. I'm the way, the truth, and the light. You understand? Turn your love around. Turn your stinking thinking around. Turn your hating around. Turn your disobedient around. Turn your unforgiveness around. And let God show you how. I'm done with this on tonight. Turn your love around, saints. Thoughts around. Understand the word of God. Quit leaning to our own understanding. Quit trying to make the Bible out of a lie. Quit trying to make the word of God out of a lie. God don't lie. It's impossible for him to lie. He's not the son of man, should he shall repent. He can't swear by no one greater because there's no one greater than him. You see? God, it's all about God, Jesus Christ. The devil want to turn the truth into a lie. He want to turn Jesus into a lie. He come to make us think that, oh, he ain't going to do what you ask him to do. You see, it ain't happened yet, huh? But the word of God say, if you just hold on, I will do it. God say, if I will perform the work that I started until the day in the Lord. God is true. And all that means is if you pick up your cross and follow me and strive for excellence, strive to be delivered, strive to stop loving the world. If you striving to do it and you gotta do it. Faith without works is dead. You got to be doing it. You got to ask God. You just can't say, I want to be delivered from this and never do no. An alcoholic say all day, I want to stop drinking, but 10 minutes later, he at the liquor store. All day long, he at the liquor store. Somebody come by, you want to drink? Come on. You know, a weed smoker. When I was throwing down weed on the dresser, when God was delivering me off weed, she like my neighbor pop up at the door all the next minute. Man, I got some good weed. I got some purple. I got this. I got that. I would do that. I didn't tell them that I wanted to stop. All right, let's try it. You see? But if you never take steps in striving, see, God, he a wise God. He know we wasn't going to be perfect when he come, but he's getting us fit for the kingdom of heaven. You got to be fit. And certain things you got to be delivered for to deliver from to enter the kingdom of heaven. So that means he's getting you fit. He know everything ain't going to go away. But you got to be striving for those things that ain't went away. You better be taking steps to get rid of them, though. That's why he says strive. Strive. God is looking for those who striving for him. Striving, thirsty, hungry for the word of God. Hungry, thirsty for deliverance. Hungry, thirsty for the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not ashamed. Filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to be striving for the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost? You got to strive for it. See, God will give it to you, but you got to be making strides for it. In truth and honesty. See, the Holy Ghost ain't going to lie on you liars. And no liars. Radio Land, if you liar, in abomination, you ain't got no Holy Ghost. The truth ain't in you. See, you ain't got no anointing. You got some ointment, but you ain't got no anointing from God. God can't anoint abomination. Amen. God don't recognize no same-sex marriage. That's not truth. That's a fabrication. That's a facade. That's an illusion. Amen. Glory be to God. That's an illusion. Ain't no such thing as no same-sex marriage. You can't find it nowhere in the Bible that is permitted and God honor it. He don't even recognize it. Amen. Some of you might have turned off your radio at this time, but good, because the truth hurts. See, I walk in the truth and not in a lie. I'm not going to tell you same-sex marriage is good because it ain't. Ain't no such thing. This is a man-made devil law and abomination. Ain't no such thing as no man coming to be no woman. No woman want to be a man. But they making it. Everything that God stands for, truth, is they trying to turn it into and make it seem like it's a lie. But guess what? If you turn your love around, turn your stinking thinking around, we go win in the end. Amen. I'm done with this. Back in your hands, Elder Prevost. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Amen. We thank God.
Praise the Lord. Is anybody on the line? Think.
Amen.
Because I'm hearing, oh, we was hearing technical difficulty, baby.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sorry, amen. We be having technical difficulties in this little area that we're in right now. Praise God. But we thank God, hallelujah, for the man of God at this time. The line is open. Praise God. If we have any testimonies, if we have any prayer requests, hallelujah, amen. If we have any comments on the word of God on tonight, hallelujah, the line is open. Will there be one on? Praise God. The lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Praise God. Praise God on tonight. Well, we just thank God, hallelujah, for each and every one of you who are on the line. Praise God, hallelujah, out there listening. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God for the speaker on tonight, hallelujah. Pastor, hallelujah, Pastor Thurman tonight, Raymond Thurman, hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for him on tonight, amen. We thank God for the fellowship of unity in the building on tonight. We can catch him every Wednesday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is, amen, California time. Praise God. 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 o'clock Central Standard Time right here. Hallelujah. On Care Broadcast Radio Network. Hallelujah. Praise God. On Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's in the archive. Praise God. He has at least 25 shows in the archive. Praise God. Hallelujah. We encourage you. Praise God. If not more, we encourage you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go look him up. Hallelujah. And hear more of Pastor Ray. Praise God. In the position. We truly thank God for each and every one of you tonight who have called in and have tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. The truth that some people can't handle. Amen. But it is the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes we just got to accept the truth. It's the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For the word on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Ray on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you, hallelujah, who have called in and who have tuned in on tonight. And I have had a blessed time in the Lord. I don't know about you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Time we're going to go ahead and dismiss. We want to remind everybody, tomorrow night we will be on, hallelujah, with none other than Evangelist Willie Davis. Praise God. The Dove of Love will be on, hallelujah, on the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored on a Thursday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to tune in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Tune in Friday night as well. Praise God. Amen. Because we will have, amen, none other than Apostle Thomas from a chosen generation of churches. Amen. Praise God. Along with Apostle York Mills. Hallelujah. With Consuming Fire. So we invite you, praise God, to tune in Friday night, Thursday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And don't forget to tune in Saturday night as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we will be going forth and having a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. And we're going to go ahead and pray out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Before you hang up, brother, before you hang up, may I please say something?
Praise God. Praise God, Pastor. Go right ahead.
Amen. 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 I just want to say I enjoyed Minister Ray tonight and his deliverance tonight, and I just want to thank him for being the man of God and for the studying that he's doing and the presentation that he's presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to the best of his understanding. And I just thank you, brother. I thank you very much.
Oh, praise God. Bishop Lexus, good to hear you, too. We thank God for you, too. Glory be to God. Amen. Good to hear you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this. For Lexus on the line tonight. Praise God. And if everything goes well, praise God, Mr. Lexus will be on Monday night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If everything goes according to hallelujah plan, if it's all in God's will, can I put it that way? Praise God. Hallelujah. Mr. Lexus will be on Monday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. His ministry one. Hallelujah. He's also, amen, praise God, the co-pastor of Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me give him a quick commercial. If y'all don't mind, y'all can come by Care Church. Praise God. At 9:30 on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah. And we will be having Bible study. Praise God. With Bishop Andre Alexis. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite you to come by 2501 Centennial Drive. Hallelujah. All in Texas. Hallelujah. Praise God. 760-11. Amen. And we thank God for each and every person on the line. Is there anybody else on the line tonight that has a comment? Hallelujah. Before we close out for tonight. Amen. Well, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you on tonight for allowing us all to come together and congregate in your holy name, Lord. Lord, as we leave this line, but then in your presence, we just ask that your Holy Spirit rest full in the fire with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. And Lord, we want you to know that we love you and we magnify you. We praise you and we appreciate you for each and everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah tonight, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to remind everybody to say your prayers tonight. Amen. And just see what God can accomplish in your life. On behalf of First Lady and myself, hallelujah, we want to thank once again Pastor Ray and the Fellowship of Unity. Hallelujah on tonight. And we'll see y'all next time on Care Broadcast Radio Network. Everybody have a blessed night on tonight.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Praise God.
What's up, everybody? This is Anthony Brown, Anthony Brown and Luke Garrett. And I'm so excited to debut for you my brand new single, Work, from the new project, Everyday Jesus. This song is so special to me because this song is all about love. It's all about, in fact, the greatest love of a Savior that would give his life for both of you and for me. I think in this world that we live in, we're reminded enough of what we'll never become, what we'll never do, and what we can't do. But I want you to know today that he thought you were worth saving. He thought you were worth dying for. He thought you were worth keeping. And because of all of that, not only am I worth it, but so are you. Check it out.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was too- you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the devil. Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was yours.
Nothing else.
look on a frame. You walked in a pain. Now you're taking us. Oh, yeah, yeah. You stepped into time. You laid down your life to save us. You took all our shame on the cross. Can you testify, church?